Brentwood First are a new party in Brentwood. We're a party of independent councillors who, as the name suggests, stand up for what we believe is right for Brentwood primarily, rather than party politics and towing a party political line. We were formed about 18 months ago, and these are the first elections that we're fighting. We're only fielding four candidates, not because we didn't have more, but simply because the four that we have got, we believe, you know, are the best in each individual ward, and they're standing on sort of particular issues, including Ian Edmonds, who is a local Brentwood North resident, has lived there for quite some time and is standing in Brentwood North. He's particularly keen to make sure that such issues as the William Hunter Way cinema project are dealt with properly, openly and honestly, which perhaps is not words that could be used for that particular scheme up until now. He wants to see more transparency and openness in local government. We also have Nigel Clark, who is the current councillor in Brentwood West. He's now standing in South Weald. He is particularly campaigning to make sure that potholes in South Weald and the local area are fixed, because they've been neglected by the Conservative Council for far too long, and also to protect and make sure that the level crossing, or the crossing at St Peter's, the school crossing, is preserved and protected, something that the parents amongst us obviously will be very, very keen to support. We also have Jo Squirrell, who is a local Herongate, Ingrave and West Horndon ward resident. She is standing in West Horndon specifically against the Conservative plans to build 1,500 homes on Greenbelt there. There are other alternative areas that those houses can be put in, and she will be campaigning very, very hard to topple the existing Conservative councillor there, to help change the balance of power at Brentwood Council, whereby then when it comes to a vote, we can win the vote and ensure that we stand up and protect West Horndon residents, because certainly the ward councillor and the local MP are not doing that currently. We also have Richard Brown, who is standing in Hutton South. He's standing against the deputy leader of Brentwood Council. Richard is standing on a ticket, again, to promote honesty and transparency, and with regard to planning applications in particular, very much wants to stand up for the people of the ward, rather than what has tended to happen up till now, which is that local councillors have stood up more for the developers that want to build in the ward, and indeed for party donors, which he does not think is right or fair, because of course it's the people that elect these councillors rather than those donors and developers. We're standing also as a party generally on a number of general issues. We want to create a greener and more sustainable environment. So we want to introduce and sustain weekly collection of all recycling materials. We want to retain the weekly refuse collections, that's the black bag collections, which are often threatened by councils as being done away with. We also want to make sure that we tackle the local council housing crisis, because there are far, far too few houses being built, and certainly far too few social houses being built. In fact, at the moment, the Brentwood Conservative Council have no social housing strategy at all. So one of the first things we would do is to make sure that one is formulated and adhered to. We'd also make sure that assets that the council is the custodian of for the people of Brentwood are used properly. So rather than things sitting there empty and costing lots and lots of money in business rates and security to keep them empty, we would start using assets for income raising purposes. So it's not necessarily to sell them, but it's to use assets to create an income, which obviously therefore would mitigate people's council tax bills on an annual basis. We also want to back our community to reach its potential in terms of creating a Brentwood Community Investment Fund. The current Conservative Council, unfortunately, has slashed community funding, the funding that they fund, by 50%, so we would certainly re-establish that. We were campaigning on a ticket to try and reintroduce 30 minutes free car parking in Brentwood, but actually the Conservative Council has just conceded that to us after a year's campaign by Brentwood First, in particular Nigel Clark, our candidate in South Weald, whereby having introduced a 117% car parking charge hike in February 2013, the Council have, due to pressure from us and other opposition members, now U-turned and actually reintroduced 30 minutes free parking across Brentwood Council car park. So very, very pleased about that. We also want to ensure transparency and accountability and openness in the council. For far too long, particularly on things like the William Hunter Way project, things have been done behind closed doors, and we totally, totally disagree with that. This is public money, public land, and things must be done in a properly accountable, open and transparent way. So we would push for everything that the council does, every item of spending and every minute, every agenda item, even as far as those behind closed doors meetings are concerned, to be published. So it's, that's something that we feel very, very strongly about indeed. So hope we can rely on your vote on May the 22nd for our four Brentwood First candidates.